Om Shanti. This is Yavyakta Murli of 2nd February 2004, 27th point in the series of Mera Baba, the opposition that will enable to reach the position. Of course, there will be opposition. Of course, there will be opposition because it is the opposition that will enable you to reach your position. Look, it was Father Brahma who faced the maximum opposition. He was opposed, was he not? However, who claimed number one position? It was Brahma who claimed it, was it not? No matter what happens, I have to give blessing in the same way as Father Brahma did. Was there no one who spoke wasteful things or who did wasteful things in front of Father Brahma? However, Father Brahma gave them blessing and received blessing. He kept with him the power to accommodate. He was just a child. He will change one day. In the same way, you too have to have this attitude and vision. This one is from previous cycle, from our family, from our Brahmin family. I have to transform myself and then transform others. Not, I will change when that one changes, but I have to change and change others. This is my responsibility. Only then will blessings emerge and you will receive blessings. So Baba is telling here about opposition. If you are opposed, what is your aim? To stay in position. Baba is giving example of Brahma Baba, that he faced the maximum oppositions. He faced the maximum oppositions in this history. And yet he was very much stable. He was situated in his own position. Just we will go down the history memory lane. We find in history of this yajna, when this yajna was established, what sort of oppositions Brahma Baba had to undergo or face? What are the oppositions? Oppositions first of all came from the Sindh community. He had to face so many oppositions. Very first opposition was from Sindh community. All those who were friend earlier, they became enemies. The very first opposition was from his own relatives. That was the first opposition. If suppose some unknown person opposes, it doesn't hurt so much. But if your very near and dear ones start opposing you, you feel little bad, hurt inside. So first opposition was from his own community. Second opposition was from Indian National Congress and Arya Samaj. These both things, because what he was talking was absolutely against all Vedas and scriptures. So this is sort of out and out atheism, Nastikta in one way. Because he was talking against the scriptures. So that was the second opposition that came from that. Third type of opposition came from government. From government. Even government passed the resolution, they had to vacate their place. And they had to shift. So all these things came from government even. Because so many court cases. So that is a sort of opposition only. So this one man had to bear so many oppositions. Earlier he was such a respectable person. Everybody used to bow down before him. But now these people, they started opposing him. Even one Sadhu Vaswani who was there, he had a great regard and respect for Brahma Baba. But some of the traducers, some of the criticizers or opposers went to his house and they just spoiled his intellect in one way, spewed venom against Brahma Baba. So this is the way of one man who is embarking on a new journey, suddenly is met with so many oppositions in this journey. But he was very stable, unshakable, immovable, unflinchable, and he did not even oppose or talked against them who are opposing him. This is the greatest of all things. He didn't talk against them. Otherwise, we have a tendency to talk against those people who oppose us or to find out their faults, failings, imperfections. But he didn't do that. So this is the very foremost thing. Another important thing Baba said here, even before Brahma, there were people who used to talk wasteful things and do wasteful things. It's not that it is now. We think that, yeah, this person is not a yogi, even though he is in Gyan, but he talks all wasteful things or he does wasteful things. Baba is saying here, even in front of Brahma, there were people, was there no one who spoke wasteful things or who did wasteful things in front of Brahma? But what did Brahma did? He gave blessing and received blessings. What he said, what was his attitude? When he found that somebody is doing a mistake, a blunder, he said he is just a child. He was situated, see, here Baba has never spoken about Purvaj or ancestor. Those are there in Avyakta Murlis. But he is the embodiment here. Why? Because what he is saying, somebody has committed a mistake. What he is saying, he is a just a child. He will change one day. And what we think, he will never change. I am seeing him from last 10 years. He has not changed. This is our attitude array when this Daku Pancham Singh, he has changed. So these are souls will not change. Such a fierce robber, he changed. So these people will not change. These are not robber even. These are not the ones who kill others. While he was the one who even set ablaze one man alive. Nay, but I am talking another thing. I am telling, if he can change, can he not? These people also can change. If that Angulimal at the time of Buddha, he changed, will these people are worse than him? When that robber Ratnakar, he changed and became Valmiki, these people will not change. Why we are so pessimistic, why we are so negative about them? Probably their time for change has not come, and suddenly one day will come and they will change and they will go ahead, they will jump and gallop. Ajamil, yeah. So all these people, all these scriptures are filled with all these people who are vicious, who are unrighteous, and these people have undergone a sea change after coming. Jagai and Madai. Jagai and Madai. These were the two brothers who were so corrupt, who were so irreligious, that what they did when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from there dancing, and one of his Nityananda, one of his disciple or his colleague went to Jagai and Madai telling them that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming. They took the earthen pot and hit on his head, and he started bleeding. So these people, such corrupt, such vicious, such people who had done almost all sorts of sins in their lives, these people, the moment they came in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they underwent a change. Total change. Absolute change. Girish Ghosh, he was a drunkard. He was a drunkard, though greatest dramatist, greatest playwright of Bengal. But when he came in contact with Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa, he underwent a total change. He used to drink whole day and whole night. He was such a drunkard, Girish Ghosh, the greatest figure in the land of West Bengal, but a drunkard. But the moment he came in touch with a saint, a elevated being, an enlightened being, he changed. People are not changing means there is a problem in our enlightenment. That's why we have yet not become Buddha. We have yet not transformed ourselves. That is the reason. Wherever Jesus Christ went, he transformed. Last Sunday's Murli. Dharma Satta. Authority of ruling. Authority of religion. This religious people had three things. First, transformation. Second, firmness. And third, humility. First was transformation. They got turned into, some became Buddhist, some became Christian. How? Because these religious founders, they were so powerful, so pure, that all those opposers, criticizers, they all changed the moment they came in contact with them. This Abdul Ghaffar Khan, Badshah Khan, Khudai Khidmatgar, the founder of Khudai Khidmatgar, how he changed. He was a little different person. In one assembly he was sitting, he saw Mahatma Gandhi is giving a speech, and one of the gentlemen from the crowd, he got up and said, "You are coward. You don't know what to do. You are weak." He started blaming Mahatma Gandhi in that crowd, in front of everybody. And this Sardar Abdul Ghaffar Khan, Badshah Khan, Bachcha Khan, Bachchu Khan, whatever they call him, he saw that Mahatma Gandhi did not react. He was calm and quiet. And that made him think that this man is a man of substance. And I must see what is he. I must study him. And that's why he became his follower. He is known as Frontier Gandhi, Sarhad Gandhi, Frontier Gandhi, Simant Gandhi, this Abdul Ghaffar Khan. 1929 or 2030, he started his movement, Khudai Khidmatgar, and the same word comes in Sakar Murlis, you are Khudai Khidmatgar. So these people changed the moment they came in contact with elevated souls, great souls, some souls with higher authority, higher spiritual caliber, higher spiritual caliber. So this Brahma Baba was opposed by all those people, but he never spoke against them. He never took them to court. He never sued any one of them. Many people suggested that you should do this, but Brahma Baba never sued them. He said what? He is a just a child. He will change one day. This one is from previous cycle. What Baba said? He is from previous cycle. From our family, for our Brahmin family. Such an elevated, such an exalted vision. For that you require a great tapasya inside. Otherwise it's not possible. Here Baba is talking about power to accommodate. Accommodate everybody's weakness, because this is Sangat and this is a gathering. Yeah, see. So don't call names. Don't pinpoint their mistakes, their blunders. Don't highlight them. Don't bring to limelight. Don't magnify their faults. We don't have to do this. This is none of our job. We are not justice. In Sunday's Murli, Baba has given definition of justice. Those justice, okay, those Supreme Court judge, if he gives a false verdict, if he pronounces a false verdict, that person, three things can happen with him. His whole life is destroyed. Pragya, what? Yesterday who was released on bail? Sadhvi Pragya. 8 years she was in jail for Malaga's bomb blast 2008. And now she is released on bail. 2 days back or yesterday, I think. 2 days back. 2008. She had to undergo all those atrocities. Earlier she used to walk. Now she is suffering from cancer. Her legs are paralyzed. She can't walk. So many things. She says that those police and all those people, they beat her up and whatever things they did with her. And she was innocent. But she was put behind the bars. That was saffron terrorism. Saffron terrorism, what the new word has been, neologism. So, if a just, supreme judge, he pronounces a false verdict, whole life is destroyed, or most of the part of the life, time of the life is destroyed, or the whole life, or great loss occurs to that person. If a supreme justice does that. But, if you do, not just one life, so many lives of that person, so many fortunes or life fortune of so many births of that person is destroyed. You are that justice. So you cannot say, if you say something, that will become a curse for that person. You are the one who give benediction, not curse. You are the one who give benediction, vardhan, not curse. You are not the ones to, because if you say something wrong against, you are cursing that soul for birth after birth. So it is none of your business to do that. So we have to become, see, Baba is talking like this, he is from previous cycle, our family, all this. So never, transform ourselves, transform others. I will change when that one changes, not this attitude. If he changes, that I will change. No, first I have to change. Take the wheels to your shoulder, Vivekananda says. Take all the responsibility on yourself. Swami Vivekananda has written a very beautiful poem, No One to Blame. No one to blame. I blame myself for everything. I don't blame anybody. I blame myself. No one to blame. Put the wheels on your shoulder. Means to take all the responsibility. So, I am responsible for what I am. I cannot blame others. I cannot traduce others. I cannot criticize others. I cannot oppose others. I can't find their faults, failings and imperfections. On themselves. If a child goes and while playing, he has broken somebody's window pane. The mother comes and says, oh, sorry. Mother says sorry. In the similar manner, I sometimes feel that one attitude, one feeling which we all are missing, that is mercy. Mercy on whom? Not the worldly souls, but on this Brahman family. It's not I'm talking in an egoistic manner, but this is a personal effort one has to make, that I have to have only one attitude, and that is the attitude of mercy for everyone. Because if I feel that everybody is doing wrong, he is wrong, who is right? I don't feel anybody is right. He doesn't speak well, he doesn't do his work well, he doesn't know how to do yoga, he is sleeping in the yoga, his mobile is always ringing during Murli, he doesn't remember, I see only faults. If that is the attitude, I need to become an ancestor. Mercy. They all are at different level of spiritual evolution. This is a spiritual caliber, is everybody is different. So I cannot blame anybody. All the blame is on me. All the responsibility was on me. I, no one to blame. I don't blame anybody. I blame myself. So, have this attitude. Today's homework is, power to accommodate, where to use this power to accommodate, how to use this power to accommodate, what things I need to accommodate. Most important thing to accommodate is other people's nature, sanskars, behaviors, demeanor, their deep-rooted sanskars, their belief systems. That is absolutely against yours. We are diametrically opposite. But still, I need to accommodate everything within me, myself. But because this is my yajna, this is my family, these are all are my brothers and my sisters. See them in this manner. This is my younger brother. Suppose your younger brother has got some imperfection. So how do you feel? You try to hide it. And here, we are trying to bring to limelight. We are trying to spread it. We are becoming a rumor mongerer. We are spreading it everywhere. So we don't want to become that. We are not here for that. We came here for our spiritual progress. We came here to increase our spiritual powers, to fill the soul with spiritual powers, not to become this. We have to become Shankar, volcanic form on ourselves, not on others. There is Shankar virus also in computer. Shankar virus, it was 1997, Word documents it corrupts. So, that's a separate thing. So, power to accommodate, think of everybody as brothers and sisters, my family, everybody is a child, everybody is in different levels of spiritual evolution. Everybody cannot become intense Purusharthi like you, or if you think you are. So others cannot become like that. They will take time. Everybody has his own time. So be calm, quiet and patient. Be still and know. Be still and know. This is a statement in Bible. Be still, be calm and know. Be still and know. Om Shanti.